Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
No Republican politician has officially launched a campaign for the White House, but in New Hampshire, the speeches and handshaking have begun. Over the last few days, four possible GOP contenders have visited the Granite State, including the two considered frontrunners, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. WBUR's Asma Khalid reports on the possible candidates' debuts in the nation's first primary state.
Jeb Bush introduced himself by pointing out the elephant in the room, his last name.
Before I start, I want to talk a little bit about myself, because people do know me as George's boy, Barbara's boy, everybody knows that, and George W.'s brother, and all of that.
This was Bush's first public political visit to the state in 15 years. The last time he was in town, he was helping his brother campaign. But both his dad and his brother lost New Hampshire primaries, and Bush seems well aware that this is not going to be a coronation. He joked about his paleo diet at a house party in Dover as he shook hands and answered questions. Among the crowd was 25-year-old Emma Wilson, who says she's been coming to New Hampshire primary shindigs since she was about 2 years old.
I thought he was really relatable. I was very impressed with how he was able to just really hold the crowd, and I really liked how he talks about how divisive Washington's been and how he'd really like to see that not be as divisive.
But that same message worries 65-year-old Fenton Groen. He's a former New Hampshire state senator.
I'm concerned in his rhetoric that he's moving to the center, and we need people with the courage to help move us back to conservative values.
Bush often talks about immigration reform that offers earned legal status for people who entered the country illegally. And he defends Common Core standards, even though many conservatives criticize the education program.
Yeah, it's controversial. I've learned, though, that because something's controversial, you don't abandon your core beliefs. You go persuade people.
Jeb Bush is trying to differentiate himself from Bush 41 and Bush 43, but some folks, like former New Hampshire state rep David Scott, are still uneasy with Bush because of the dynasty factor.
I think that's important, to have a turnover. Two in the family is fine, but I think three is three's a crowd.
Scott says that right now, he's more a fan of this other guy.
I think one of the best ways we reform this federal government is by taking power out of Washington and sending it back to the states.
That's Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. Walker met with grassroots activists at Concord High School Saturday morning. He never called out Jeb Bush by name, but he was eager to contrast their personal narratives.
My grandparents on one side were farmers, where my mom didn't have indoor plumbing until she went off to junior high. From all my parents and grandparents, I didn't inherit fame or fortune.
Walker proudly told the crowd the brown sweater he was wearing cost him just a dollar at Kohl's.
I loved his humbleness. I think that he's bright and sharp, and he's what we need.
Liz Thomas is a Republican activist in New Hampshire.
Scott Walker embodies, I mean, he's the man, the common man, who has risen and has proven that this country, you can do anything. And I'm just not only proud of him, I admire that.
The early polling shows Bush and Walker nearly tied in New Hampshire. But in some ways, Bush has the advantage, according to some local analysts. One of them is Tom Rath, a Republican operative who advised Mitt Romney and George W. Bush, but so far is uncommitted this election cycle.
The way it looks is that Secretary Clinton will not have anything other than token opposition. So independents go where the action is. And that means more independents will take Republican ballots.
And Rath says that could benefit a more moderate candidate, such as Bush.
It's a question of who can catch fire, who can put an organization together. It's probably the most open primary, maybe at least since 1980 and maybe before that.
And with such an open field comes a lot of hungry politicians. Just as Bush arrived, former Texas Governor Rick Perry was wrapping up a visit to New Hampshire. And yesterday, Texas Senator Ted Cruz was making the rounds. Mind you, none of these would-be candidates have officially announced a run for president. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.